In heaven this law was broken. Sin originated in self-seeking. Lucifer, the covering cherub, desired to be first in heaven. He sought to draw heavenly beings away from their Creator and win homage to himself. Investing the Creator with his own evil characteristics, he led angels to doubt the Word of God and distrust his goodness. Satan caused them to look upon him as severe and unforgiving. Thus he deceived angels. Thus he deceived men, and the night of woe settled down upon the world. The earth was dark through misapprehension of God. That the world might be brought back to God, Satan's deceptive power was to be broken. This could not be done by force. God desires only the service of love, and love cannot be won by force or authority. Only by love is love awakened. To know God is to love Him. His character must be manifested in contrast to that of Satan. This work only one being could do. Only he who knew the height and depth of the love of God could make it known. The plan for our redemption was not a plan formulated after the fall of Adam. It was a revelation of the mystery which hath been kept in silence through times eternal, RV. It was an unfolding of the principles that from eternal ages have been the foundation of God's throne. God foresaw sin's existence and made provision to meet the terrible emergency. He covenanted to give His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Lucifer had said, "I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, I will be like the Most High." But Christ, being in the form of God, emptied Himself, taking the form of a servant, being made in the likeness of men. RV.